Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. We are here at ISU for the 2011 Special Olympics State Games. We are here now with Laura Schofield. She is a volunteer and a parent of a Special Olympic athlete. Hi, Laura.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you on this sunny day?
Oh, just wonderful.
These State Games are a bustling event, is it not?
Oh, yes. Yes,
it is.
There's lots of people, lots of athletes.
You have a son named Tom.
Right.
Who is a Special Olympian.
Yes.
And talk to me a little bit about how it affects him to come to an event like this.
Oh, Tom loves coming to the Summer Games. He does a lot of events with Special Olympics. He does bowling, and he did basketball, volleyball, skiing. The bocce ball, he did softball.
So many good things.
Yeah. Oh, and it's wonderful. He loves all of the people that are active in it and all his friends and the athletes. It's just a good time for them, and it's a wonderful social event for them.
So what does he do? What does he deal with on a daily basis? What is his disability?
Tom is high-functioning autistic.
Okay.
And he has epilepsy. So... But he is very fortunate. Opportunity Enterprises in Valparaiso, where we live, is where he works, and he runs an industrial shredder. At Opportunity Enterprises, they have what's called Secure Shred, and
okay.
They go around to many different businesses, casinos, hospitals, doctor's offices,
right.
And get paper and other items to shred. And he runs this huge industrial shredder that makes bales. And then they have a company that picks up these huge bales, and Opportunity Enterprises in turn gets money for that and it pays for
wow.
it, so they're self-sufficient.
Well, that's amazing, because somebody who has a disability, that shows people in the working community that they want to work and want
oh,
to have a life. Now, let me talk to you as a parent, at least, because when Tom was born, what year was he born?
He was born in 1980.
So, obviously, things have changed.
Oh, drastically.
With
autism wasn't even thought of back then. In fact, Tom wasn't even diagnosed properly until he was 12 years old. Now, people are more aware of autism and, you know, what's going on. So, there's a big difference. And the spectrum is huge as far as autism. I mean, you can be very, very low functioning or very high functioning. And there's all different... spaces in between, you know, as to how they are. So they're all different. They're all unique.
Well, let's talk a little bit about when you see him go, Mom, I did this. You see that sense of accomplishment in him. What does that feel like for you? I mean, because obviously there was uncertainty when he was diagnosed, but now he's in a life, he's enjoying it, you know, his potential is being seen mm-hmm. by others. What is that for you?
It's funny that you should mention that. My first husband, who is Tom's dad, passed away when Tom was 12, and Tom was still very... difficult at that time. He was a super hyper, very violent and mean and uncontrollable. And when his father passed away, I didn't know how I was going to be able to go on. And he wound up living in a group home for 2 years, which actually wound up being the best thing in the world for him, because it gave him the structure that he needed.
Sure.
And helped turn him around. And if someone would have told me, even when he was 16 years old, that he would turn out as fantastic as he had, and I don't want to cry, I would never have believed it. Now, he has turned out 1,000 times better than I ever could have hoped. He's done more than I ever thought that he would be able to, and every year he keeps improving, and I keep thinking, when's he going to hit that limit? But
if a parent who has a child with a disability says, I've been around Special Olympics, but I don't know, what would you say?
I would say to get your child into everything that you possibly can, because I did that with Tom, and I did it with my daughters who don't have a disability. And sports is a wonderful thing for anyone. Even if you don't have the abilities, there's always something that you can get into, and it gives you a sense of pride, and that's what every child needs, is to be wanted and to feel that accomplishment. And if you get them in the right sports and the right things, they'll all succeed.
Laura Schofield, thank you so much, and I wish you all the best.
Well, thank you. You too.